Before we begin, may I remind listeners that the management's prepared remarks today will contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties. The information presented on this call is management's best estimation based on the current information. However, actual results may differ materially from management's current expectations. Allow me to introduce Anthony Giuffre, CEO and Executive Chairman of the Avenue Living Group of Companies, and Jason Joggia, CIO of the Avenue Living Group of Companies and CEO of the Avenue Living Real Estate Opportunities Trust. Anthony, please go ahead.
Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the call. Want to thank all Avenue Living shareholders for attending on the call today. We like to speak to all of our stakeholders with one voice. There's representation from the vendor community, from our lending community, and from our equity shareholder community. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. So today marks, obviously, our June update, Q2 update, which is interesting because essentially what we've been able to do is now monitor the company and its results over an entire quarter of the COVID environment. So despite of what's happening in the world, what I would say, and I've said it in past presentations, is that Avenue Living is very much in command and control of its business, and truly humbled and proud to say that we're showing positive results and continue to trend that way. The whole team at Avenue Living has truly stepped up, and what we're really seeing is those efforts are translated directly into financial performance, which through the course of this call, Jason and I will both share with you. Despite headlines from yesterday in terms of seeing a spike of COVID cases in the Prairies, it's important to note that obviously the Prairies have been certainly very progressive in terms of its opening and its in itself conducting business. So, you know, when we look at what's happened, you know, we would say that the COVID response has been very strong in the Prairies. And it's been, you know, our numbers have been relatively stable for some period of time. The Alberta government has heavily promoted the use of masks for some time, and it really encouraged the reopening of the economy. Alberta is well underway in its reopening process. As we all follow the news with restaurants, bars, hair salons, they reopened as of June 12th, and we continued to see the relaxation of restrictions. Saskatchewan, we're proud to say, has been well for, you know, certainly miles ahead or further ahead of Alberta, with many stores actually opening in May and restaurants as well in early June. I get it, anecdotally and happy to say, you know, in the true prairie and fun-loving nature of the Prairies, racetracks and rodeos are now open in Saskatchewan as of yesterday. So that's kind of a neat thing. Similar in Manitoba, similar to Saskatchewan. Overall strength of the fundamentals related to COVID and the strength of Avenue's performance have encouraged us thus far to continue in terms of our positive approach to our business and add activities that we've done in previous quarters, really on the basis of understanding key KPIs and how they relate to the overall performance of the business and how we can move our business forward. Essentially, what we're doing is we're operating the business as usual. You know, what I would like to do today is, before we start into the financial KPIs, just again circle back and mention some of the things that we've done through COVID. Avenue Giving has been a wonderful campaign giving back to those communities that have supported us. We've donated $100,000 to various food banks within the geographies that we're operating. We've set up community task forces, which allowed us to basically be in touch with our residents on a daily basis, ensuring continuity of our business and our service to our residents along with our employees. We've really noticed that with our field staff stepping up, we've really made a big difference and a community impact. As a quick example, our regional manager in Prince Albert made masks for the general community, certainly really showing that Avenue is trying to give back and really trying to be involved, especially considering in a lot of these markets, we are that key provider, that majority provider of shelter. Our Prairie Relief event, what we tried to do is give back to the communities by offering 500 units at a discounted rate, and really working with flexible payment plans for those individuals that are adjusting to our new environment, whether that be restrictions through just having to be really sitting in shelter in place and or employment restrictions. Life isn't easy for everybody. So what we're doing is trying to do our part to ensure that we are with people every step of the way. Avenue Living is also proud to say we've been a net positive employer throughout this entire past quarter and continue to be. We're relying on ourselves, and as a result, we have various job functions that we need to make sure that we ensure continuity of service. How we're doing that is we're filling in the gap by ensuring that Avenue operates the best that it possibly can. Operationally, KPIs are performing. Collections remain strong at around 97% within the 97% range, actually increasing just shy of 1% Q2 over Q1. We continue to work closely with our government relations team to ensure that we're well informed of any changes to public policy, namely CERB and any of the other funding or opportunities for residents to ensure that they remain financially capable of paying rent on time. Again, working with those that are struggling by virtue of going to weekly payments. We've continued to offer support as to our tenants and our residents as they need it. And thus far, we've seen very little, if any, disruption. In fact, a lot of goodwill with our residents. And we're seeing that by virtue of that KPI in terms of that overall growth quarter over quarter in terms of our collectible amount of revenue. Leasing continues to operate successfully. New leasing activity increased by 55% in Q2 over Q1. This increase is expected, that we're expected to see ongoing increases throughout Q3, being obviously that we're going into our strongest leasing months. So if trend is our friend and what we've seen in Q2 and the strength of Q2, we're very excited to see the continued positive momentum going into Q3 and arguably leveling off and going into a maintenance program being of leasing in Q4. Very excited with that. Renewals. We continue to see increased renewals, shelter in place. We're really, and again, the mechanisms that we're doing in terms of staff on the ground, working with our residents. What we have seen is a 14% increase in our renewals in Q2 over Q1. Average retention rate for Q2 was up over 75%, moderately over Q1. Very excited to have that. Arguably, when we're looking at the health of the business and KPIs, these are things that we're monitoring to see, are people moving? Are they staying? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? And to date, what we're seeing is with the sustained efforts that we're putting in place, that orientation to customer service and customer needs, we're seeing that people are renewing, they're staying. We're also seeing, obviously, that propensity to pull towards, obviously, the Avenue Living buildings as a provider of shelter. Now I would say that we're that provider of shelter of choice. And really how that is translating is what we are starting to see is a stabilized occupancy increase. So where we were sitting about 88% in Q1, we're now over 90% in Q2. At the end of Q2, we had over 10% of our buildings going through a stabilization process. And that runs part and parcel to overall building operations. Again, everything in the Avenue Living world in terms of the customer experience is circular. So again, to drive occupancy, to drive renewals, to drive collections, we have to make sure that we're doing those necessary things to keep people happy in their residences. So that next driver is work orders. So when we measure our business, we're also measuring on the basis of what is our success in terms of completing work orders. Our outstanding work orders as a percentage of total units has decreased by 1.1% and remaining well below our 3% target. We're very happy with that, and we will maintain that through Q3. We have sustained commitment and efforts from all of our building maintenance folks, and they're proud to do what they can for the communities to ensure that people are happy with the customer service experience. Suite turns and CapEx, the numbers of suites that continue to be brought into the market based on our existing buildings remain strong, and what we're seeing is very similar In fact, almost parity, or it almost results at parity Q2 versus Q1. Happy with that. We've also started some capital expenditure on new assets. Again, we're being very fiscally minded and we're doing necessary capex slowly but surely as we're seeing the reopening of the economies. We will continue to look for value add capex that are in previous quarters we put on, or previous quarter we put on hold. Call center with 85% of our total staff, returning back to our office, our head office. Our call center is one which we actually have our folks working remotely still. And the interesting thing is, again, KPI, the new work reality, what we are able to do is maintain a service rate of 98.5%. So very comfortable with that and very comfortable with what we're seeing in terms of how we're going to work every single day. So what I would say in terms of this particular series of metrics is that Avenue Living is certainly operating its business from a day-to-day basis stronger than we've ever operated, just by actually understanding our gaps in our business, filling in those gaps, and ensuring that we maintain customers and we attract new customers in obviously this very unique and interesting time. I'm now going to turn over the call to Jason Jogia, who will focus on financial metrics starting with acquisition. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you very much, Anthony, and thank you everybody for joining the call today. I will speak about the financial metrics and the performance of the organization over Q2 in the backdrop of COVID. During Q2, we were monitoring very closely all the KPIs that Anthony just described and how they translated into financial performance, and ultimately made the decision to continue some great opportunistic purchases during the quarter in Edmonton, Red Deer, and Lloydminster. These purchases were done towards the end of June for a total purchase price of $24.8 million, and they were done at an average price per door of $107,000. So very accretive to the platform, well below replacement cost, and very stabilized assets, and it increased our overall unit count by 2.2%. Our liquidity in Avenue Living remains very, very strong. Overall, loan to value remains healthy at our targets of 60%. Our relationship with all of our stakeholders, our debt and equity holders who are on the call, remain very strong. We have not missed a payment. We have not requested relief. We continue to service all of our obligations. Our redemptions continue to be within a very manageable level, and we have not seen a spike on redemptions or requests for liquidity within our platform. And just overall liquidity in the company remains very strong. Revenue and operating expenditures. It's really interesting that, operating in a COVID environment where we are mandated to freeze rents, we were able to see some positive results in our revenue base. On aggregate, our revenue grew by 2.7% quarter over quarter. Same store was relatively strong, as well as the new acquisitions fueled that, along with ancillary revenue growth. Overall, our revenue per owned door increased moderately during a time where we had to be very mindful and in control of our revenue due to our inability to grow it with our existing residents. A counter to that, during a time where revenue is constrained because of policy, we were able to focus on operating expenditures. And as we had said on previous calls, the management team came together and really looked at the OPEX to ensure that we could provide the safety, security, and cleanliness that are needed to run the 400 plus buildings that we have in our ecosystem, ensure that COVID is kept at bay, and make sure that the tenants and residents feel very, very comfortable, and ensure that our people are looked after, but also looking at ways that we can shave those expenditures. What's interesting is that we were able to, quarter over quarter, decrease our expenditures by 4.1%. The two of those things combined between revenue and OPEX resulted in same-store NOI growing quarter over quarter by 4.2%. So a very successful quarter. Overall, our operating margin increased by 2.1%, and our overall NOI quarter over quarter grew by 8.7%, including the new acquisitions. So, as it is business as usual, and we continue to run in command and control of our business, we're pleased to say that we are seeing great fundamentals for a good Q3 outlook. We have a continued focus on the business, the KPIs that we have been describing, and really look to see continued positive absorption in one of our busiest leasing quarters. We are going to continue to deploy our new capital raised on acquisitions and capital expenditure while ensuring we maintain ample liquidity within the platform, for prudence within our operations of our business. Our pipeline remains relatively strong in terms of opportunities that we see, and we are continuing to focus on government relation efforts, as well as the Avenue Giving campaign that Anthony had described earlier. Overall, we're very pleased with the results for quarter two, and we look forward to continued successes in Q3. So with that, I'm going to end the call and note that we will have our next update scheduled for September to give everybody an update on how we are progressing to Q3. Thank you very much for everybody.